Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It's time for more of your holiday horror stories. We shall commence momentarily. We move forward. Brian.
All right, here we go. It was Christmas Eve 2004. My wife, my 18-month-old son, and myself were at her parents' house to celebrate. It was snowing and very windy. As the evening progressed, there was a knock on the front door. As I got up to open it, my father-in-law told me, "Stop, it's not important." Puzzled, I asked why. He told me, "Just another process server." And turned and walked into the other room.
Yeah.
Pounding on the door kept getting louder and louder until the man outside started yelling, "Open the door! I can see you moving around in there!" My father-in-law started yelling back, "Go away!" Then he cursed at him. This went on for 5 minutes until my son started crying and pointing at the door. The uninvited gentleman eventually left. However, my son pointed at the door and cried for the rest of the evening. To this day, my father-in-law's nefarious business dealings know no bounds. So we never found out what was going on there.
So still his father-in-law. After all these years.
And still shady.
Yeah.
I was early in my relationship with my ex-husband. We always have Christmas with my family on Christmas Eve and his family the morning of Christmas, or had, I guess. His mom was upset because she wanted to open some presents the night of Christmas Eve. To make her happy, we agreed to come over there and after my family's Christmas and do the Christmas opening packages. By the time we got there, it was after 11 at night. The family was very slow with unwrapping presents. Each person gets a gift, and then you wait until the one person has unwrapped the gift, but the next person is able to go. The house was warm. I was tired, and drinks had started to take effect. I had fallen asleep while waiting for my turn to open my gift. I was awakened by having my present ripped out of my hands being screamed that I ruined Christmas for everyone.
Take it easy.
I would have said, "Hey, it's after 11. We're coming in the morning. Can this just wait?"
And because of that, I did not deserve a present. I looked at my boyfriend's mother like she lost her damn mind. We left and figured that the next morning she would have cooled off. We got to the house Christmas morning to find our stockings, which were stuffed full the night before, were completely empty.
Oh, my God, lady. Yeah,
the only gift we had to open was a set of towels. This Christmas was always brought up when my boyfriend and his brother talked about who their mom loved more.
Wow. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
You nut.
We're unpacking your stocking right now.
Right now. You ruined it for everyone.
I was tired of dealing with tangled lights and making sure they all worked, so a commercial for pre-lit trees caught my eye. Just take it out of the box, snap it together, plug it in, voila, lights. And that is exactly how it worked the first year. Fast forward, year number two. My husband and I took the tree out of the box, snapped it together, plugged it in, and then sat down to admire our lit tree. As soon as we sat down, the middle section of the tree went out.
Oh, that's the start. You know deep down in your soul that this is going to be more than just, well, shake the plug.
So we got busy trying to find the problem. After all the easy tricks like shaking the tree and checking to make sure plug-ins are tight, we spent what seemed like hours looking for a bad bulb, which we found and replaced with and lit the tree. We stood back to look at the lit tree, and the lights went back off. And on and off.
Oh, they put a blinker bulb
on,
in?
Off.
No.
Yeah. Now we have a blinking section of the tree. We started looking for the bulb. We just replaced it again with a non-blinking bulb, which we finally found, and now we have a fully lit tree. Now it's late, and I decide I will decorate the tree tomorrow while he is deer hunting. Next morning, I got up early, had my coffee, was ready to tackle decorating the tree. I turned it on, and guess what? Now the bottom section of the tree was dark. That was the last straw. In a full rage, I took the tree apart, stuffed it in the box, and kicked it across the living room, out the front door, and all the way to the curb. Then I was off to get a new tree.
Mm.
Here's a short one. My flamboyantly gay 20-year-old son walked away from me and kept repeating he was sorry and we can talk about it later. As I stood there in the middle of the Christmas party, slack-jawed and dumbfounded, my wife came over and asked what was wrong. I sputtered out a phrase I never thought I would say. He got a girl pregnant.
New favorite.
Wow. What?
Well, you know, you experiment, right?
Bombshell made for a really weird holiday that year.
Oh, that's so great.
Just dealt with one thing. And
boy, word for word, that might be the most impactful holiday horror story ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's done.
In high school, I would earn money by officiating youth basketball games for the local YMCA program. One Saturday afternoon near Christmas, I was officiating a fourth-grade girls' basketball game. We were very fortunate, or so I thought, that day to have Santa Claus in attendance. Fourth-grade girls are just learning how to play the game, so as officials, we would overlook the occasional foul, travel, or double dribble.
Santa don't.
So the games wouldn't last several hours.
Right.
Santa was having none of that.
Santa's freaking out.
Shouting from the stands about every call we missed and how awful the officiating was. I approached the rosy-cheeked, jolly old man between quarters and tried to explain the situation. If he continued his verbal attacks, he would have to leave.
Sure, yeah. You're going to throw Santa out of the basketball game. Good luck with that.
He's a jerk, Santa.
Yeah.
As I got closer, I could tell the twinkle in his eye wasn't from the magic of Christmas, but from a bottle of bottom-shelf whiskey. In the spirit of Christmas, I decided to continue with the game in hopes he would change his ways. He did not. I called timeout shortly after the start of the second period and promptly booted old St. Nick. The crowd cheered as his sleigh bells jingled and jangled right out of the gym. Here's another quickie. This year, I was looking forward to, for the first time ever, spending the holidays with my girlfriend of 5 months. Things were going well. I had just attended the Christmas party with her family this past Saturday.
Okay.
And she was to attend my family Christmas party this Sunday. Then today I got the "we need to talk about us" text message.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there's always next year. Merry effing Christmas.
This just happened?
Yeah, that's a fresh wound.
So this is one, this is one that's working in motion right now.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Here's another really fast one.
Wow.
My now former mother-in-law showed me her new bra while wearing it. That's the whole letter.
Oh, that's so great.
I like these quick hitters.
Oh, me too.
They like just happened to be there this year.
I like how you're sprinkling these in.
All right, here, sit down for a long winter's, not a nap, just an exciting tale. My brother-in-law, let's call him Brad, is single and a physics engineer for NASA out on the East Coast. Every Christmas, Brad is not able to be with us, so when he comes in town, it's for New Year's, and we celebrate a delayed Christmas with the family. We have 12 in all. A couple of years ago, as usual, we arrived at my mother and father-in-law's house to celebrate the delayed Christmas party on New Year's Day. Everyone is happy and cheery, lots of hugs. Kids go off and play their Nintendo. Adults gather in the kitchen for appetizers, cocktails, and to catch up on family happening.
It sounds like a perfectly healthy get-together.
It really does.
Yeah.
Healthy, the key word.
Oh.
I asked my mother and father-in-law how they've been, as I hadn't talked to them since Christmas Day. As I'm talking taking a drink of my cocktail, my father-in-law proudly states with a smile and a chuckle that he's not had to puke or had any diarrhea in the last 8 hours. So he's doing like the spit take.
That's great, Herb.
I choke on my drink, and my mother-in-law begins to tell all of us that they both have been sick for the last 2 days, which they think is from their flu shot they received last week. My sister-in-law, Pam, a bit of a germaphobe, sets down her plate of food and slowly backs away.
Come on, Pam.
The living room.
Easy, girl.
Like that would help if she were already exposed. Flu shot, right. It sounds like the norovirus to me, which has been going around at the time. We all had hugs and kisses and ate the food prepared by my mother-in-law. I could feel the germs crawling all over me, although I'm not usually a germaphobe. I asked, why didn't you cancel? My mother-in-law looked at me with a shocked look and said, well, I was feeling better and I cleaned up with all around the house. And because Brad flies out tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., we never get to see him much when he comes to town. He's always out with friends. Then father-in-law pipes up with his 2 cents worth, directed at my mother-in-law. I told you we should have canceled, but you didn't want to.
Right.
Concerned, I asked if she used bleach or Lysol to clean with. Nope, she just wiped up the kitchen a bit. I rolled my eyes by the time an hour or so had passed.
Yeah.
We were all exposed, so we quickly opened presents and went home. About 7 a.m. the next morning, I heard running down the hall and the door slam. My 14-year-old was in the bathroom barfing.
Mm.
An hour later, I was in the bathroom. An hour after that, my husband was in the bathroom. Mm. We learned from text that Pam's family was sick. Brad, the one who comes in from
Florida, NASA guy,
puked on the same plane and barely made it back to his house without having to puke like a drunk on the side of the road.
Oh.
My 8-year-old son was the only one who didn't get the norovirus, and according to him, it's because he sprayed a whole can of Lysol in his room and spent the entire night praying that he wouldn't get sick.
Praying and spraying. Yeah. There you go.
So now when we go over to my in-laws for a party, I call ahead and make sure they aren't sick.
Oh.
One more. Christmas was hard as my sister and I were forced to spend it with our father, the raging alcoholic. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Ring-a-ding-ding.
The Christmas, when I was 8, started out well enough. Gifts were unwrapped by my sisters and I, and drinks were downed by my father. As he fell asleep, my sister and I played quietly with our new toys. What a fun
time. Yeah, fell asleep.
Don't wake him up.
Right.
Suddenly, my father jumped up and started yelling, screaming, breaking things, and eventually throwing all the new toys in the fireplace and lighting it on fire. This outburst eventually drew my stepmother from the kitchen, and the two of them went at it, shouting and throwing things at each other.
Oh, my God.
This kept going on until there was a knock at the door. Someone had called the police and fire department because the smell of burning plastic was filling the neighborhood. As the police calmed the situation down, we found out that he dreamt we did not like our gifts. Dream us were ungrateful.
But vodka drunk.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure it out.
Ungrateful and didn't deserve toys. His anger woke him, but by that time it was too late. After the police left, my father went to the garage, still mad at Dream Us for not liking the gifts, to spend the rest of the day alone, trying to salvage Christmas for my sisters and I. Stepmom was setting up for some holiday baking when we all heard a loud bang from the garage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Yeah, really?
She went out to investigate. We heard him shout, I'm fine.
Okay, he's alive.
Yeah. All right. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Well, I was reading that and go, oh, wow.
That was an instant stomach ache.
Yeah.
Followed by a, leave me the F alone.
Okay.
Yeah,
we So as requested, we spent the rest of the day without him. A few hours later, my stepmom put together a plate of food and brought it out to him. She found him passed out on the garage floor with a large chunk missing from his arm.
So what?
Yeah.
That is the right answer, Carrie.
I do kind of get that feeling.
And why is she bringing him food?
Enabler.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Right. Yes.
We later found out he was working on the car and something blew up, causing the initial bang. But as he was so angry at Dream Us for not liking his presence, he didn't want to talk to anyone. He stayed fuming in the garage until he passed out. This guy doesn't know dreams from reality. He's so effed up.
No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
We were promised a normal Christmas next year. However, that did not happen, considering the next year my stepmom, grandfather, and cousin all passed away the days leading up to Christmas.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Holy cow.
All right. Well, we did ask for them, your holiday horror stories.
I have to say that Dream Us, those girls, I think they turned out okay because she's able to write this letter. She's
I
able
hope
to.
So. I hope
think
so.
They turned out all right.